Good. Hi, everybody. My name is Pam Lund. I am the director of the Minnesota School of Ministry. We've got a booth downstairs in the atrium. Come get candy and all sorts of goodies and talk to us about the school. We'd love to talk with you about that. I want to start off right away by introducing Aaron Corbett. Aaron is the credentialing coordinator for the district, for the Minnesota District of the Assemblies of God. So we work kind of as a three-legged stool, if you will, at the district. If you are looking for credentials, I take care of all of the education through the Minnesota School of Ministry. There's different ways that you can go to school. You can go to a university if you want, sell your house, move your family. There you go. Or, you know, there's online options as well, with like Berean. But we're very excited about the way that we get to kind of do a hybrid and get people connected, and it's just so great. We're a school of 385 people right now. 170 just started in the last year. I've got people kind of moving through all the time. 39% of the people that got credentials this year came out of my school. It's my Super Bowl. You know, I sit there, snot flying, and just crying and just praising God for all the people that go through. So we work together with at the district for I take care of education and internships. Aaron is the person that will shepherd you, take you by the hand, and move you through the credentialing process. Okay. So it's not just because you go to school, it's like, oh, I get a graduation and I get a certificate of ministry. No, I just give you the education that's required for credentials. And Aaron's going to walk you through that process. But you know what? Before we even start, I want to talk about the call of God. You know, a lot of people, when they're little, they think, oh, I'd like to be a fireman or I'd like to be a teacher. You know, I think being a minister would be a lot of fun. Well, you know, it's not a job. It's a call. It is something deep inside that says God is calling us for work that he set aside for you. Ephesians 2:10 is kind of our theme verse. It says that you are God's masterpiece. All right, can you just imagine looking at the Mona Lisa and say, that's a masterpiece, and it's junk compared to how God sees you, okay? Created in Christ Jesus, you're unique. You've got different people that you're going to be rubbing elbows with. There's so many things that God has put inside of your DNA so that you can minister to people. And then it says in the third part of that, which I love, for the work that he's set aside for you. Your work is not my work. And by goodness, you can thank God you don't do my work, okay? No. You know, we all have those sensibilities. And I think if we think about that, and we think about that call that God's on our life, I think, you know, we don't necessarily know what that means. But there's that itching inside. I need to take classes. Or maybe I'm just coming out of just plain, simple obedience, you know? And that's okay. Most of the people, I would say 75% of the people come in for their first class. I can tell who they are because they're scared to death. Yeah, you know, like, I've been in school a long time. But you know what? They're there because they're either being obedient or they know that God has said, do this. And so we want to walk that journey with you. That's my ministry. My ministry is taking people from the secular world into the sacred world. I will walk with you. I will take you by the hand. I will slap your hand if I need to. In Jesus' love. And we just want to see people move into the call of God in their life is my reward. I can't even imagine what heaven would be like. Can I just introduce one more person? Erica Silva. All right. I got to tell you, she is the brains behind the operation. She is the workhorse for MinSom, and I'm so grateful. She's our host today, so our room host. Okay, so the call of God is not a job. The call of God is something that the Holy Spirit is just kind of resting on your heart. Now, sometimes it's going to be loud, and sometimes it's just going to be a gentle, just keep going, all right? And that's what's so important when you go in. People think, oh, you work one day a week, and, you know, everybody loves you, and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's a myth. Ministry is hard. And I don't want to discourage anybody, but when we go into the ministry, it has its challenges. People are sometimes messy, and messy people in the church are even messier. So you know what? God gives us that grace when there's a call of God on our life, you know, to be able to shepherd people, really take them from one step to the next in their growth and all of that. Now, I said before that we are the Minnesota School of Ministry. There is an educational requirement for you to even think about getting credentials or to become a pastor or a minister or a chaplain, or, you know, we have people doing all sorts of wild things and God is just, like I said, stirring the pot. He's bringing the mission field to your lap. Can I just tell you? You know, we got people in cancer wards. We've got people who are chaplains to first responders. We've got corporate chaplains. Do you know the Byerly's has got 9 locations and they've got a chaplain that goes around to every location? I mean, just think of what God is doing. You know, so we can't just think about the church, you know, the church. We really think about where is it that God is taking me? And that's what we want to help you kind of have that figured out and that, okay? Now, there in your bag of goodies, there is in the blue folder, you will find a brochure. Yes. Thank you, Vanna.
This brochure is what you're talking about.
Now, I just want to talk a little bit about you know, the requirements, and this kind of overlaps what you and I talk about, but there's 3 levels of credentials with the Assemblies of God. You know, the Baptists look at us and they say, you know, what? You know, you're either ordained or you're not, right? No. Well, the Assemblies of God has got a progression, and there's an entry level, which is certified. If you are a key person in your church and you are you know, you're doing one of the ministries. We have people that need to get into a prison and they have to have a credential to do that. The certified is a great way to get that credential, and it's an entry level credential. But the Assemblies of God really wants us to progress. I mean, we don't, after you get done with that class on Romans, phew, that doesn't make you an expert in the book of Romans. And so we want you to progress in that. The second level where you would advance your credentials is licensed. And license is really a little bit more like, God, we've got our bags packed. I don't know if it's being missions. I don't know if it's being a pastor at a church. I don't know if that means that I'm going to be a chaplain to the fire department. You know, whatever it is, we just want to make sure that there are different levels and classes. The first level is 10 classes. The second level, the license level, is 9 classes. Our classes are $99 right now. With rising prices, we're kind of looking at that, but we want to keep it affordable. We want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to come and to study. We don't want any stumbling blocks for you there. And then the price of your book, that could be anywhere from $15 to $32, $35, depending on the book. Keep it very, very affordable. The other thing that's really wonderful about the School of Ministry is that we have 4 locations. Now, the one location is all in Spanish, so, you know, knock yourself out if you want to take it in Spanish, and a lot of people are really happy about that. But we have 3 English locations. Cloquet, Minnesota, up by Duluth, is one. The second location is in St. Cloud, right in the middle of the state. And then we meet here in the Twin Cities down at Celebration Church. If you know where Buck Hill is on 35W, it's just spitting distance from there. And the way that we do it is that you study for a month, you know, on your own. And then you come to class, and or you come to your location. We have devotions, we have announcements, we have speakers. And then you break up in your class. We have, if you're at Celebration, I expect a lot of you are Metro people. excuse me. And you take your test on what your homework was, all right? You know, and then we get that out of the way. And then we serve you lunch, and you have professors, you have instructors that are just, I got a couple MnSOM students in here, and I'm sure they'll say, we just really love our instructors. They just, I don't hire anybody to come and talk that wouldn't say that I'd do it for free. They are all about taking that next generation of people and raising them up for the church. So it's really, the last thing is when we do meet together, we're relational. You get to meet people that are kind of on that same journey you are. And how great is that? You know, you get to meet people that are kind of growing in the ministry or, you know, whatever, or they're just there to, you know, just become a, you know, get more Christian understanding and enhancements and that type of thing. So, you know, we really, that's our just the way that we work it out. We just want it to be convenient for you because of all our locations. We want it to be affordable for you. And then we also want you to make connections across the state for, you know, to do the things that God's called you to do. Be a good time to maybe.
Sure. Yep. So, again, my name is Erin Corbett. I'm the credentialing coordinator for the Minnesota District Council. Also in your folder is blue and yellow follow your call. I like to call this my 10 easy steps to getting credentialed. So we're going to go through this somewhat quickly. But step one, getting started. There are, besides educational requirements, there are a few other requirements that we have to go through before you gain access to the official Assemblies of God. So Minnesota District is your local area of the Assemblies of God, but nationally we're under the umbrella of what's called the General Council. They are in Springfield, Missouri. And so all of the paperwork, well, the majority of the paperwork you fill out when you are applying for credentials is from General Counsel, and they are your final approval of credentials. So you are being credentialed with a nationally accredited organization. It's not just your little church credentialing you. It's not even just the Minnesota District. It is a national organization. So they have, General Counsel is the one that has created all of these rules that we have to follow and this process that we go through. So if, so in the getting started section, first of all, if you have any Bible school experience, you've taken Bible or theology credits at a school that issues a transcript, you've gone to North Central for a year or two, or you went to Bethel or even Northwestern or some other school, you can send those transcripts to me and I can let you know what classes qualify to meet, help you meet the educational requirements, and then you wouldn't necessarily have to take all of the classes through MnSOM. Okay? And if you have a full Bible degree from another school, we could probably waive most of the classes. So we can talk about that individually. My email is down at the bottom of this, so I will refer many times about calling me or emailing me. Please feel free to call me, email me whenever you have questions. So that's the transcripts part. But what sets us apart as a denomination, as a fellowship, is that we believe in baptism in the Holy Spirit with the initial physical evidence of speaking in tongues. That is not a requirement to attend MnSOM, but that is a requirement to apply for credentials. So if you have not received that gift yet, I highly encourage you to have a conversation with your pastor and start praying about that, reading through Acts and just learning more and digging deep, seeking that gift. And God will give it to you. He wants you to have that gift. But General Counsel does require that before you are allowed to fill out the paperwork, you do have to have that gift. So if you have questions about that and are uncomfortable for whatever reason talking to your pastor, please call me and I'll be happy to talk to you about it also, okay? Okay, So then, the next dot on number one, divorced, criminal record, gender confusion. All of those are really big, hot topics, heavy things, but all three of those categories has extra steps that you have to go through to be recognized, to make sure that you as a person are in a healthy place emotionally before you apply for credentials. So if you have any of those issues in your background, please call me and we'll start having that conversation to get you through those steps before. But even while you're going through those steps, you can still start your classes with MnSOM. All of this, you can still attend MnSOM. Now, if you're sleeping with your boyfriend or something, or hi every other day, let's get cleaned up first and then go to MnSOM.
Please.
Because we are all being sanctified every day. You know, we can all improve always, but most things you can still attend classes, but there are certain things, because ministers are held to a higher calling, a higher standard. We need to be ready. We can't be out drinking every night. Because if somebody gets a call to the hospital, we have to be ready to go meet them at the hospital, their family, or, you know, we don't want to cause other people to stumble for a recovering alcoholic to see us drinking and go, well, if my pastor can drink, so can I. Well, that might cause them to stumble. So I think I just jumped to the alcohol tobacco one. So for the sake of staying above reproach, AG ministers are asked to abstain from alcohol, tobacco, gambling, drugs, all of that. But back up to the divorced and criminal record, those kind of things. All of this, if you have any questions, any concerns about it, give me a call. One thing I'm going to back up for a minute. Pastor Pam referred to a three-legged stool. There's only two of us here. There is a third member of our team. His name is Pastor Jim Philbeck. He is our boss. He is the secretary treasurer of the Assemblies of God. He is ultimately, as the secretary of the Minnesota district, is the one that signs off on every single credentialing application. So if you're uncomfortable calling a woman, you're more than welcome to call Pastor Jim, especially a more personal pornography or whatever issue, and talk to him too about these issues. He takes phone calls about this kind of stuff all the time. But he's in another room doing another breakout right now. So he's our third part of our three-legged stool, Pastor Jim. Pornography, unbiblical biblical sexual activity. That's the next point. General counsel requires that before you apply for credentials, you must be free from these things for at least 12 months before you start the paperwork process. So if you have a pornography issue, we're not here to shame you. We're not judging you. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be pure. We want to help you. So give us a call. We can help you find a therapist or point you in directions for accountability purposes. But this is a requirement of the general counsel that you be free from these things before you start the application to become a minister. Okay? And then financial issues. General counsel does not require ministers to be free from all debt, but we do expect all ministers to be current on your debt. So if you're not paying on your credit card, or if you have really behind medical bills, please, and you want to get credentialed, please start working with those companies to make payment plans to start working on that. If you have a bankruptcy in your past, you're still allowed to get credentialed. It just needs to be cleaned up. You know, it needs to be have gone through the court system and settled and all of that. But that does require an extra form in the application process. But so don't live above your means, right? Just if you're in the secular world working, your income may go down when you go into the ministry. So you need to get that under control, your spending under control now if that's an issue, okay? Okay, and then the last thing in step one is membership involvement at an AG church is required. When you do an internship through Pastor Pam with MnSOM, you will be required to do that in an AG church. If you're wanting to be an Assemblies of God minister, but you're serving at a Baptist or an evangelical church, it's like the presbyters, the leaders of our district, are going to ask you, why do you want a credentials with us if you're not serving? If you have a great reason, then you have a great reason and we'll accept you, but they are going to ask you about that. Does that make sense? Okay, so that's step one. That's the heavier stuff that you got to get cleaned up before you start the process. But then step two is the educational requirements. Again, that's what Pastor Pam helps you do through MnSOM. All of those classes meet those requirements that the Assemblies of God has determined for each level of credentials. So then step three is the pre-application. The Minnesota District has a website, mnaog.org, and then /credentials takes you to my specific page, which is the credentialing page, and on there you'll find an electronic version of the handbook, which is also in the folder. I printed it out for you, so you will ask to read that, and then on that website is what called a pre-application, and that is your indicator to me that you are interested in applying for credentials. Just because you attend MnSOM does not mean I automatically expect you to apply for credentials. We work together, but we don't work together. We're technically two different departments. So if you have a question and it's really a MnSOM question, I just forward it to Pam and she'll ask the, you know, answer it or whatever. We work closely together, but it is two different functions, if that makes sense. So you have to fill out this pre-application. And the pre-application is going to ask you questions like, have you or your spouse been divorced? Are you clean from pornography and drugs and alcohol? Do you have a criminal record? So that if you haven't called me to let me know these things, and then you answer yes for some of those questions, that will start the conversation between us to go through those processes or to figure out what your next steps are. Okay, so the pre-application is your indication to me that you're interested in applying for credentials. You don't have to do that right away. If you're here just trying to figure out, do I want to attend MnSOM? Just try to attend MnSOM and we'll do the pre-application later. Okay? Okay. Then four is internships. Again, that's Pastor Pam. That is an educational requirement, but it's such a big step and process that we've made it its own step here. And don't worry about internships right now if you're just getting started. You'll worry about that later when you've gotten a couple classes under your belt. But Pastor Pam and Erica and their team will walk you through that whole process. Okay, so then you're finally ready. You've taken up most of your classes. You've filled out the pre-application. Any of the background stuff is taken care of. You're ready for step five, filling out the official application form. General Counsel a couple years ago finally went online, yay! And so we get to do the forms electronically through DocuSign now. And so you will get a link to, actually, first of all, to Moodle, which is where MnSOM classes are electronically. And you'll pay a fee, you'll fill out one form about some legal names, and then I send you the link to DocuSign and you fill out the official form. Within the form, you need a copy of your Social Security card, and you also need references, which is part of step six also. You need 3 minister references, which are ordained Assemblies of God ministers, 3 friend references, and 2 employer references. You're gonna call your people or talk to them in person and ask them, can I use you as a reference, just like you would do with any job interview or job application, right? You're going to get their permission. You'll put their name and their email and their address on the official application. But then in Moodle will be, and you'll by this time you'll be familiar with Moodle and it'll just be natural for you. But there's links in Moodle for reference forms that you email to those references. They fill out a form for you. That form gets sent to me for me to review it and put it in your file. Anyway, along with the application, once the application is complete, I run a background check on you. So that's where, if you have a criminal background, it's going to come out. And I'm going to call you if I haven't heard about it before. And that will require some extra paperwork. And it'll also show, it's also a credit background check. So if you have any behind debt or debt that, yeah, we don't judge you on how much debt you have. We just look at if you have any past due debt. Okay? And then if you have any past due debt at that point, then we work with you to get that caught up and paperwork submitted so that your file can still go forward. Okay, once your background check is complete, then there are Assemblies of God credential exams. That's when you take classes through MnSOM, and most any school, you will have tests within those classes. But everyone, no matter where you get your educational requirements, are required to take credential exams. There's three of them: Bible knowledge, Pentecostal doctrine, and then Assemblies of God history and polity. Pastor Pam has looked at these exams and made sure that every single question on all three exams are covered in at least one of the classes that you will take through MnSOM. She's done a really good job to make sure that everyone is prepared for the credentials exams. You need at least a 70% for each exam to pass it. If you don't pass one exam, you just need to retake that one exam. So if you don't pass the Bible knowledge exam, you only have to retake that one, not all three of them. If you're applying for a certification, you actually only take the Bible and the doctrine class or exam. If you're getting directly to license, you'll take all three. If you're already certified and you're upgrading to license, you just take polity because you've already taken the other two. And then a level of credentials we haven't talked to. We've alluded that there's three levels. It's ordination. You've taken all three exams, so you don't have to take any exams to upgrade to ordination. You have to be licensed and in ministry, not necessarily full-time, but definitely involved in ministry for at least 2 years before you can upgrade to ordination. But ordination is, this is my life. This is Assemblies of God is my commitment. I am fully committed to ordinate to ministry with the Assemblies of God. That's what ordination means. Okay, so the exams. I don't want to go into too many details because that's too far away, but just know there are exams. There are study guides that you will get access to in Moodle when you get access to the official credential paperwork. We will help you through the exams. We want you to win. You can retake exams without any waiting period or extra fees, so we do help you through the exams. Step 8 is the credential seminar and interview. So once all of the paperwork and all the references and background checks and exams are all complete, your file is given to a presbyter or another district leader in the district, and they review everything. They call all your references again, and they will eventually call you. And they're gonna get to know you, they're gonna ask about their call, they're gonna ask about your baptism in the Holy Spirit, where are you serving now? And they're gonna go through the list of questions that will be asked of you at the official interview. So this is like a pre-interview to make sure you're comfortable and ready for the official interview. Does that make sense? So one thing I didn't talk about is that the whole credential process is a cycle. So we start in May giving people access to the paperwork, but all the paperwork is due no later than October 1st. The exams are due no later than November 1st, so then all of the paperwork goes to the interviewers, the district leadership, in early December, by all the time I've got everything wrapped up and organized. And then, so then they call you in December or early January for the pre-interview, and then in February, you and your spouse, or if you're engaged, your fiance, come to Celebration Church, where MnSOM meets here in the Twin Cities, for a day of interviews. It's the first week of February. In December, I send you an email. We do lots of emailing back and forth throughout this whole process. I'm always connected to you, letting you know where you are in the process. But in that email, you're told what day and time your interview is and who your pre-interview is. That's so you can expect who's gonna call you in January. But then in February, you come, you hear some district leadership talk, we feed you a really yummy lunch, and then you and your spouse are officially interviewed. In that room are three people. One of them is always the person that pre-interviewed you, okay? Then you've got step 9. Everybody, all of the credential candidates are gone at the end of the day, and all of the interviewers get together and talk about everybody, not gossip, but just update about everybody. and confirm that we do agree that everybody is ready for credentials. So they are recommending that you be credentialed to the general counsel. So then I send the paperwork to general counsel. They look through everything again. Call me if I missed something that you need in your file. And then they approve you as credentialed. Then step 10 is the credential celebration ceremony. We just had that on yesterday morning. That was just yesterday. Oh. So there was 117 people yesterday morning that either got newly credentialed or upgrading a credential. And so it's a great big celebration of everybody getting credentialed. And we also recognize people who were passed away in the past year and people that have been ordained for at least for 50 years. So it's just a beautiful ceremony. And if you're ever able to come, we highly suggest it. But that is the 10 easy steps to being credentialed. That was a whole lot of information. Does anybody have any general questions? If you have a specific question about your situation, I'm happy to talk to you afterwards, or we can have a phone call later next week or something. But a general question. This is a lot of information. Okay, thank you guys.
You know, that was a lot, and it kind of sounded like at the beginning, it's like, oh my gosh, I have to be perfect for this. Trust me, folks, I got 384 imperfect students in school, you know,
and 117 of those people were imperfect.
You know, and I was in a, I don't even know where I was the other day, but they said, can we see ID? I think I might have been checking into the hotel. And I pulled out my driver's license and my ordination card fell on the thing. And she said, oh, I don't need that. I just need your driver's license. I said, lady, dumb 16-year-olds can get one of these. I said, do you know what I went through to get this? And, you know, we just really want to just say, remember, if you're going to think about going into the ministry, God's called you. He's already anointed you. He's called you as a priest, and we need to be living above so we can lead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just, yeah, it sounds like, oh my gosh, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. You know, we just want to just live our lives loud and proud in front of the people that we serve. Yeah? And so, you know, don't get bogged down by, oh my word, how many, you know, all those things. Sincerely, Aaron and I, that's our heart, is to help you guys through. We talk every day about, you know, we got an email, what are we going to do about this person? How should we handle this? You know, we work as a team. We have separate responsibilities, but our heart, our ministry, and our goal is to get you into the call of God that's on your life, because that's a sacred call. So,
there's got to be some question.
We haven't talked about, how do you actually sign up for MnSOM? We have not talked about that.
Let me tell you. If you go to MnSOM.org, sincerely, it's look for future student, okay? And all the information about the school is there. You stop in at the booth, come and get your little fun chachis and people are going to be walking around saying, where'd you get that bag? Mm-hmm. A lady who yesterday had two kids and they said, trick or treat. Well, you got the wrong thing here, kid. but, you know, it is really, we want to make sure it's so easy to go through the process. You know, we get a pastor's recommendation. We just want to make sure we don't get not getting Mormons and people that want to come in and disrupt the classes and all that kind of stuff. You know, so don't think that we're, you know, going to be, you know, rooting you out. It's just we want to make sure that and we've got that recommendation in your file then. And then you come to your first class and you'll be nervous as all get out, but I got to tell you, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. You know, you just get over that first day jitters. People are so good in coming around you. You know, we just want to make it a warm and welcoming place for you to just really take in and soak in what God's got for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Pam, what would your advice be for the the general little, you know, Christian layperson who hasn't had any education, but God is really placing a burden on their heart to do something like prison ministry.
Sure.
Or, you know, to go into a nursing home.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something that, you know, what would be your advice for that? And do you have to be licensed?
No, absolutely not. That the question,
what would be your advice for people that are really seeking something and that are pondering about their life?
Yeah.
And, you know, what do I really want to do? I really, this interests me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you guys heard that in the back, but it was just like, well, do I have to be going for credentials? What if I just want to get spiritually more in tune with God? Or, you know, if I just want to be a better lay person in the church, or I might be working in the community, you know, as a volunteer somewhere. Boy, oh boy, we love it. We would love to have people come. I mean, taking a class on Romans isn't going to make you, you know,
beneficial to take some classes and to educate.
Oh, absolutely.
Yourself.
Absolutely. I'll tell a story. There was a couple that came. He was a gifted preacher, but not a student. And his wife signed up and she said, I'm going to help him through the classes. Well, about 5 classes in, God said, hey, knock, knock, Puddinhead. Guess what? I got the call of God on your life. And the two of them now are ordained. They're running a huge church down in Florida. But it, you know, again, sometimes God doesn't even speak to us. And, you know, what we do is we're just obedient. You know what obedience is? It's putting your faith to your feet. And if God says, take some classes, well, hello, take classes. Do you think God's got a plan? Yes. So, you know what? Just, you know, come. If you've got people in your church and they, I don't know if I want to go in the ministry, well, just come take some classes.
Yeah, it's not all about becoming credentialed. I'm the biggest proponent of, this is some of the best discipleship I ever had. So just come take classes for more discipleship to grow yourself. And if you happen to get called into the ministry, I'll be happy to help you. But it's about growing yourself so that you can do what God's asked you to do next.
And she's an ordained minister today.
Yes. I originally started just for the discipleship. And all of a sudden, God called me.
So. And we're not saying that, poof, you know, it's going to happen to you. But you know what? Come. We've got people that are... you know, in retirement years, and they just said, you know what, life has been so stinking fast, we got time now to take classes, and it's like, come on in. And boy, I got to tell you, they're the best people to have in the classroom, you know, because they can talk about things that, out of their life experience, so, yeah, what else, yeah.
Yes, you do not have to go to just one school. I have people that have 3 or 4 transcripts. As long as, so in your, let's see, in here, in your Follow Your Call pamphlet, there is the list of classes for each level. As long as all of the classes are taken, you can have as many transcripts as you need to have all of the classes taken. Does that make sense? Yeah, so I love this chart. When I was a student, I loved this chart of seeing where each class is offered at each location. And when I was taking classes, I was the admin in the kids ministries department at the district. So I had JBQ events, or I had kids camp and all sorts of things. So I wasn't available for every Saturday that happened in Lakeville. So I would go up to Cloquet for one class and St. Cloud the next month. And just wherever you need to go, you can go. But you just need to make sure that you get all of the classes at the level you're looking at. Okay? What other questions? Yeah. What other questions do you have? Yeah.
Do you plan on having like the ordained classes anywhere else, or are they always in the Twin Cities?
You know, I just have so very few people in the ordination track that I can only just do it in the one. And we do it where most of the people are concentrated. But I have to tell you, there are people that come down from Cloquet, they kind of make a weekend of it, and it's kind of nice. And we've got a hotel down the street that gives us a discount, and you know, yeah, so. Yep. Well, I hope you guys got to hear our hurts. If anything, it's not just the list of things that we need to do. You know, a lot of people come in, they don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They feel like the, you know, the ugly stepsister in Christendom. And you know what? We have classes that will come around you and help you through those processes. We want to make sure that you are prepared to go in the ministry. We're so serious about that. We want you to be successful. God's called you, man. And I, you know, when I stand before God, I want him to say, hey, good job. I don't want to be in the woodshed with God. So, well, let's just pray.